Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Yud, the last daf here in the first parak of Meseches Shkalim Yerushalmi. And we are on the top of Yud Amar Aleph, and we are discussing the last line in the Mishnah that we had, that there is an inverse relationship between the Chiv of Kelbon and the Chiv of Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, as we know, the sheep that I have each year, I'm supposed to do it year by year, that I'm Afrish, I count out 10% every 10th sheep, I put through the little hole, and I mark it, and I give that one to the Kohen. I bring that one up to Yerushalayim, and I consume it myself, rather, it's like a shlamim, and therefore, Meiser Behem is mutter to a Yisrael. There is, a netziv at the end of the Chukosai that quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that maybe there's a lechadchila to give it to the Kohen also, but that's not in the text of the Torah. In the Torah, Bechor has to go to the Kohen. But Meiser Behema just has is a shlamim that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But that's the chiyuv of Meiser Behema has to be taken off. So the Mishnah said that there is an inverse relationship between the chiyuv of Meiser Behema and Kelbon. And what is that? So the top of Yud Amar Aleph, we're actually going to there's three lines in the middle of Yud Amar Aleph in our Girsa that many Mefarshim put at the top. So if you look at the 10th line or so of the Yud Amar Aleph, we're going to read that first, because that's the Girsa that the Vilna Gaon has and that the others have as well. So Achen HaShutafin. So a little bit we have on top. We have the quote from the Mishnah, but we have the added words as follows. So we'll start with the top, but really we're reading from the middle. Ha'achen HaShutafin, Shechayevin Bekelbon, Petur B'Maisa Behema. What's that case? The first line of the Mishnah. Where the Ha'achen HaShutafin, you have brothers that are partners, right? Some of the partners, when they're Chayevin Kelbon, then they're Pater from Meiser Behema. What does that mean? When are they Chayevin Kelbon, Pater Meiser Behema? That is B'Shechilku, the Chazru, the Nishtatfu. When the brothers split up the estate. If the brothers split up the estate, they then decided, you know what, let's go into partnership. So now they have a partnership. So that partnership is Chayiv and Kelbon, because they're giving Kelbon on behalf of themselves. Right now they're partners, but they're giving Machzor Shekel on behalf of themselves, therefore they pay the Kelbon. They're going to be Potter for Meiser Behema because there's a special din, Shutfin are not Chayiv in Meiser Behema. Shutfin have a Batur in Meiser Behema. So if the brothers split up the estate, and then they reconnected and re-mishtatef, that's a regular case of shutfus, and therefore there's going to be a ptur meiser behema and a chiyuv in kelbon. And now, bish, next line, v'shachayavin b'meiser behema, pturin mina kelbon, and the opposite kind of case, where there is a chiyuv in meiser behema and there's a ptur kelbon, what's that case? Bishalo chilku, where they didn't split it up. Meaning there's still the estate. A man dies, he leaves all of his property. Before the property is split up, all of a sudden it's time to give machzor shekel. So the pot of the father, what's called the tusas habayis, they're going to take machzor shekel from there and give it to the Beis HaMikdash on behalf of the sons. So that's considered ki'ilu the father is giving it for the sons. And as we learned earlier, if you give it for somebody else, not in mind to get paid back. You're giving it as a gift, there's no chiyuv of kelbon, according to the Rabbana, not Rabbi Meir, who says it's a din daraisa. But the Rabbanan, there's no chiyuv. So that's the case where they're giving it from the estate, the tfusas habayis. That's the case where it's ki'ilu there, the father is giving it for their sons. So therefore there is a patur of kelbon, but there's a chiyuv of Meiser Behema, because they're not partners. It's as if one person owns the estate. And if one person owns the estate, then there's a chiyuv of Meiser Behema. It's like a yachin. We have mentioned that there are numerous, at least four types of joint ownership in halacha, and they're not the same. They're all have their own uniqueness. It's different. Shutfis is one, partnership. Then one has tusas habayis, the two that we're talking about here, partnership and the estate. The estate, when the father dies, it's not exactly the same thing as partnership. They all have a connection. Is that the same connection or not? Right, the Gemara here contrasts Tfusas Habayis and Shutfis. Tfusas Habayis is before it's split up, and Shutfis is after it's split up and they come back together. The interesting Machlokas Achronim, which, how do you view these two? Right, the Gemara here is Machalik between the two, but two of the great Achronim are Machalik. If you look in Reb Elchanan in the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Basra, at the end, Tavdalid, Os Tavdalid, he says, to Bishutfin, Bir Achilik. Oh, he starts off. To Din Tfusas Abayas, Chilik me Din Shutfin Leidin Maisa Behema. In our context. Regarding Maisa Behema, Tfusas Abayas is Chayiv. Shutfin is Pater. Why? What's the difference? They're both kind of jointly owned. So says Rabbi Chanan, Di Bishutfin, Kol Echad Mea Shutfin, Hu Bailim Al Chilik. By partnership, each one owns part. V'tfusas abayis havi bailim echad. And tfusas abayis, it's not that each owns part. Everybody is like together. It's like one owner. K'mo b'dvar mashayachim l'tzibur. Ah, number three. He compares tfusas abayis to tzibur. What's tzibur? Everybody owns everything. It's not that some people own part of the carbon tzibur. Everybody owns a different part of it. No. There's a collective unit called tzibur. It's like one organism, one unit. So, and that connects to the item, whatever you're talking about. So Rabbi Chanan compares tfusas habayis to tzibur in contrast to shutfin. Umatzinu le'inyan karbanos, carbon shutfin for carbon tzibur. You find differences. A carbon shutfin, carbon tzibur. V'dinam chalukah, there's a difference. The oaf yeshno b'shutfin v'edam b'tzibur. A bird carbon. Right, a bird carbon, an oaf carbon, shutfin could bring a bird carbon. Two people get together, but there's no such thing as a carbon tzibur oaf. Right, no such thing. There's a difference between the two. And he has a quota, but not carbon mincha. Carbon mincha could be brought by a yachid and a tzibur, right, the lechem aponim, but not by shutfin. Also by a mincha. V'hainu, b'davar shel shutfis, yesh la'achefetz bailim rabim. By a shutfin, there are many owners. V'tzibur hu bailim echad. And Sibur is one bialim. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this also in Alashuva. V'achinami b'tfusas abayis. Hanachasim shayachim l'klal ha'yorshim b'yachad. Right? The estate is owned by all of the children. V'kulok l'kal echad b'fnei atzmo. U'mishim hachi in kol echad yachal limkar elam ken yimkru kulam b'yachad. That's why they can't sell it unless all of them are ready to sell. So that is the Reb Elchanan. Again, shutfin is separate owners. And tfusas abayis is like tzibur. If you look in the Stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov in Gittin in Siman Lamed Aleph at the end of middle Siman Lamed Aleph, second half Siman Lamed Aleph, so he quotes kind of an opposite idea. He says Lanias Daiti to Gipshad in a Rashi Machalik the Rashi Machalik Bein Shutfis Achin Sheyarshu LeShutfis Sheneshtatfu Midaitam V'Lachu Sada B'Shutfis Shalom Anas Machalik. Partners that have no intention of splitting up. Versus brothers that yarshit. Which, what is it? He says, to ba'achin she yarshu, hineihim yarshim mashe magia lahem al pitin chaluka. Wow. It says, brothers are eventually going to split it up, this state. So you view it as if each of them have, you know, a section. Again, we're going to get into Breira a little bit or not, but they're not being machalik based on Breira. But says the Kilos Yaakov, because the estate is eventually going to be split up, you can view it as if it's going to be split up. Who says nobody keeps the estate as is? It's going to be split up. That's why you could view it as separate already. V'kivin shalpi din chaluka magia l'kalechad chilek mesuyam. Based on din chaluka, each one gets a separate portion. V'lo sheyit l'kalechad ve'echad mashehuin. Shahari ha'achim lo nishtatfu v'lo nishtabdu zel azel liyoshu tafin. They never decided to be partners, these brothers. Rak bal karchan chalkeim mu'uravin machmas yarshu b'yachad. The brothers were forcibly given it, so to speak, by the father. They never went into it with das. Who says I want to be your partner? The brothers say to each other, and therefore you view it as if it's split. Vade al kapanim kol echad yarish chelik mesuyam. Shekina did no sin sheyilu chelik mesuyam. But by shutfin that agreed, we're all on this together with das. They were mischayev together. Avol b'shutfin shenishtatzu shelo amanas lachalok ela amanas lechol peirasei b'shutfis b'zeh mefarish Rashi zal to bechol mashehu hein shutfin. This is the das that they had going in. Shebeim tzad echad meosa sada yashbiach peros merubin v'tzad echad tachsof v'lo tashbiach. One side of the field is going to do better than the other side of the field. Lo ye echad meyashutfin yachol lifos meyaperos shal chatsi sada. One partner wouldn't be able to go to the one field and say, oh, this is my side, and say, no, it's not. No, adaitet sheyikablu kol echad ve'echad machzis shevach v'kol mashehu shal asada nishtatfu. Each one of the shutfin own each little piece, each little morsel. So that's kind of opposite of the Reb Elchanan, right, that Kilas Yaakov is putting the Shutfin, let's say, closer to Tzibur than the Achid, the Tusis Abayis. Okay, among our discussions just now, we have two in our Gemara. We have Tusis Abayis, the estate. We have Shutfin. The Gemara is Bechali between the two regarding these halachas. Kelban Amayis Abayima. Then along the way, the Reb Elchanan brought in Tzibur, number three. And there's another idea, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. That's also a type of joint ownership. If there's an Eved that owns himself, but there's also a Bailim, right? Remember, there were two Adonim, two masters. One of them freed his portion, and therefore he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, which is a tough situation. The Mishnah in Gittin says, Machlokes B'Shammai B'Beis Hillel, what to do about his marriage state. Okay, so that is on the first two lines. Good. Amar Abalazar. So Amar Abalazar, the third line. Abalazar says, Vehain. What we have spoken about now, that there's this chilik of the brothers splitting up and then reacquiring. So when do we say that? Vehain. When do we say that this halacha applies? Shechilku gediyim keneged tiyashim v'tiyashim keneged gediyim. When the brothers split up, one of them took one type of animal, one of them took the other type of the animal. It's not that each of them took a little bit of everything, right? Everybody took a little gdiyim and everybody took a little tiyasha. That would be different. The case of the Mishnah that we're talking about is where they really split it up. One took gdi, one took tayash, v'chulu. Aval im chilku kdiyim kenega gdiyim, v'tiyashim kenega tiyashim. But if each of them took a little bit of each type, then we don't view it as if they are partners. Why? That they are partners that are like new partners. If each of them got a little bit of everything, we say that this is the designated portion that they were always supposed to get. Meaning, Breira, the sugya of Breira, the sugya of when something is clarified in the future, we view the roots of that clarification in the past. That's called Yesh Breira. We're allowed to be mevarerit even in the past. So says the Gemara here, if the brothers, what's the case of the Mishnah, where the brothers split up, you know, you take the car and I'll take the camels, and you take this, I'll take that. So that's not what happened at the second that the father died. The second the father died, you know, we view it as if everybody got a little portion of everything. So if we decide now that you take the ice cream, and I take the ices, and you take the tables, and I take the chairs, it's different. That's viewed as a transaction. And therefore, when they come back together, they are shutfin, they are partners. But if every little item is split up, everybody gets some apples, and everybody gets some tables, then we don't view that as a transaction. We view that as if this was always my portion. This was always my portion. And because of Breira, we view it as if each one of them are continuing. Let's see the Karban Eida, exactly how he explains it. Second line on top. Dafka shechilku ha-yerusha lefi shavyo. When does this halacha apply in the Mishnah? That when they come back together, they're called shutfin. If they split up the Yerusha based on value, lefi shavyo. V'lo laka kol echad ha-mechsa min ha-behemos. Not each of them didn't take part of the animal shahayu b'shas b'isiz avien. Dahashta leka lememar dizeo chelko. Because if you split it up by value, you can't say this was always my portion. Devadai b'shas b'isiz aviyim, because when the father died, hayim magi el kol echad chatzi yegadim v'chatzi atayashim. Everybody got a half of everything. And therefore, if you split it up differently now, v'hashda kinyanu shakon is emizeh. And now, if somebody takes the tayashim and somebody takes the gadim, that's a kinyan. V'habehemos sheyeshnam b'shas chaluka piturin mimaiser mitam lakuach. Shehu Pater, a detail that we haven't mentioned yet. And the animals that were there, when they, split it up, they're Pater from Meiser Behema because there's a special din of Lakuach. Bought animals are Pater from Meiser Behema, only animals that grow with, that are mine. Vahasidin Lavo, Pater Mishim Shutfis. And the ones that come afterwards are Pater because of Shutfin. Meaning the whole Mishnah that we say, after it's split up and they come back together, there's a patur that's only where they split up not by each person getting a little bit of the same, but they split up by value. But if, as we said, but if it's that everybody gets a little portion of everything, then we say this was always what was meant to be mine, and therefore they're not called lekuchos. And therefore, for those animals from beforehand, they would be chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. Why? Because this line of the Gemara, Belazar holds, yesh breira. We are allowed to view that as if this was always mine. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara, not true. Rabbi Yochanan says, who says that you say yesh breira? V'yafilu chilku gediyim kenega gediyim, utiyashim kenega tiyashim. Even if we split up the goats, and even if we split up the tayashim, and everybody gets a little bit, we don't say, this was always mine, I'm not called a buyer, and therefore I'm chayiv in Ma'aser Behema. No. We view it as if it's a transaction, even if we split it up this way, kilakuchosein, ki yahid zanin taman, and the Mishnah, and the Gemara just quotes the source for such a p'tur, halakuach, the Mishnah in Bechoros, v'shenita labamatan, apad Ma'aser Behema. There's a special p'tur, Ma'aser Behema is only animals that I've always had. If I bought an animal, I bought sheep, there's a p'tur of Ma'aser Behema. Period. So machlokes amoraim, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. What do we say about yesh breira or ein breira? Right, that is the halacha that we say here. And there are machlokos throughout Shas about yesh breira and ein breira. The psak that the most rishonim hold of is that b'daoraisa ein breira and b'drabanan yesh breira. By dinim daoraisa you say ein breira, and b'drabanan you say yesh breira. Most assume the Ran says this beferish, and the Kesef Mishnah says this beferish. That's because of Safi Daraisa L'Chumra, Safi Drabana L'Kula. Because most of the time, saying Ein Breira is a Chumra. And most of the time, saying Yesh Breira is a Kula. So, if that's the case, that's why we say, Daraisa Ein Breira, Bidarabana Ein Breira. But let's say you could have Ein Breira, which is a Kula. Or Yesh Breira, which is a Chumra. Then you'd flip it. The Ran says, and the Kesef Mishnah says, whenever you have, it's just a din of lechumra. Ein breira, the chiluk of ein breira and yesh breira is just a application of Savi Daraisa lechumra and Savi Darabana lekula. That's what Rov Rishonim say. But there is a Yamshal Shlomo. The Yamshal Shlomo, the Marshal says, no. Ein breira b'daraisa, period. That's the misora that we have, even if it turns out to be a kula. Even if it doesn't be a kula. Right? That's the, Yamshal Shlomo in for Rambam Mashmita V'Yovel, Zeram. Says the Yamshal Shlomo, in Baba Kama in the fifth parak has 15 pages on Breira. He starts off by saying, this is the biggest sugi in Shas, and I have to put it in order. And therefore he puts it in order. He has prakim, he has chapters, he has paragraphs. In the first parak he says, HaKlau Delo Amrinan Breira Bidaraisa Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, Bein Lechadchila, Bein B'diaved. That's the Yamshal Shlomo. Has that clearly. He bases it on a Rambam. He feels that the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel seems to be a kula, even though it's, and you still say it. The Rambam in Shmita V'Yovel, let me just see if I can read it for a second. Yud Aleph Chaf, right, the Rambam quotes the Gemara about Yovel. Ha'achin shechilku, kilakuchos, saying brothers that split up a Yerusha, they're like lekuchos, meaning it's, and that's saying, ein breira, umachzirin zeleze chelko biyovel. They have to return their portions in Yovel. Brothers have to return their portions in Yovel, because they're like buyers. One second. I want my portion. Hamos bechaver levaraya. Prove it. Right? I like my portion that I got. So the fact that the Rambam says it still goes back, the Yamshal Shlomo assumes that's because the Ein Breira B'daraisa is a din. It's not just a chumra. Okay. We can spend the rest of the time on Breira, but we're not going to. Remember, Breira overlaps with the other two sugyas that have to do with future events being seen in the past, Tanai and Asmachta. Tanai, Asmachta, and Breira, those three sugyas go together, are connect to each other. Okay, says the Gemara. The next three lines we already read. That was the Gemara that we had, that we moved to on top. So we skipped three lines. Rabbi Chizkia, Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, Boi, Velamales Non Amrin. Why did the Mishnah say a case that they're inversely proportional? It sounds like whenever you're chayiv in one, you're patur on the other, and vice versa. I could come up with a case, says the Gemara, where you're chayiv in both, and I come up with a case where you're patur in both. Ma'aser Behema and Kelbon. Velamales Anan Amrin, Pamim Shechayiv in Bazeo Bazeo. I come with a case where you're chayiv in both. Upamim she'paturim mizeh u'mizeh. And sometimes you're pater from both. Hey Chavida, what's the case that you're chayev in both? What's the case that you're potter in both? So we're going to go with the Karban Eidah's Girsa here, which is the one that's in other Gemaras. You see in the Karban Eidah, Hachi Garsinan, the last couple of skinny lines in the Karban Eidah. Chilku es hanachasim below chilku es habehema. Though if the case is where the brothers split up all the property but not the sheep. They split up all their property but not their sheep. So in that case, chayav and bazeh bazeh. They're going to be chayav in both. They split up their property. So therefore, regarding all the property, it's like their own. So when they give shkalim, they're giving their own shekel. That's where they're chayv and kelbon. But they didn't split up the sheep, right? They didn't split up the sheep. So regarding the sheep, they're considered one. They're not considered shutfin. They're considered like, if their father's sheep, so chayv and maaser behema. So that's the case where you're chayv in both, where you split up the properties, but not the sheep. And what are the opposite? Chilkos habehema v'lo chilkos hanachasim. If they split up the sheep and not the rest of the property, that's the opposite. They split up the sheep. So regarding sheep there, shutfin. That's a putter for ma'is behema. Regarding all the stuff, they didn't split it up, the rest of the stuff. So it's as if the father is giving on their behalf. So that's, right, putter from kelbon. So p'turim mizeh mizeh. So that's what the Gemara says. That's a case where you could come up with putter from both. And chayiv in both. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah comes up with. Our Mishnah says, in general, if you split everything up, or you didn't split anything up, so then that's the case where it would be inverse relationship. But if you split the nechasim and the sheep, so then you would have this this halacha. Amar Rabbi Mana, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Mana, hada, this halacha, that if you split up the nechasim, back to our Mishnah, if you split up the nechasim and not the animals, right, if you split up the nechasim, so then you are chayiv in kelbon, but you didn't split up the animals, so that you are also chayiv in meiser behema, because it's not shutfin. Hadat amar b'shelo haisa, or everything that we've said so far, that there might be a chilik between the two. Hadat amar b'shelo haisa behema rov. If the animals are not, if it's not a rov, if the animals are not rov, so that's where you could say that this chilik applies. Avalam haisa behema rov, but if the animals are a rov, and the animals were not split up, then hein heim ikar nechasav. You view the animals as the ikar nechasim. The animals weren't split up, and therefore you'd be pater from kelbon. Even though you split up the nechasim, you split up the other properties. But for machzah shekel, we'll have to determine, you know, how is this giver viewed? And therefore we say, if the animals were not split up, we view them, this as an estate, even though some of the money was split up. We view this as an estate, the animals are the ikr nechasim, and therefore there would be a ptur from kelbon. It's as if the father is given on behalf of the children. Continuing. Rabbi Avun Amar Rabbi Shammai, boi, mipnei. So now the Gemara says, in the case where they did not split up the nechasim, why? Right? You didn't split up the nechasim, but you split up the animals. Mipnei sha'asitan ka'adam echad eitzel meiser behema at potro mina kelbon. Right? Shouldn't it still be called two people giving they're giving one shekel for both of them? So shouldn't it be called, even if the properties weren't split up, right? And it's going from the estate. It's still working for two people. Is it really called the father giving on behalf of someone else, of the sons? Should we really view it as that? Amarle, yes. Lo shanya he, isn't it called shehi nosin sela achashlema? It's viewed as somebody's giving one sela for two people. What's the shaklavataria? What was the question? What was the answer? What was the question? Shouldn't it be viewed as two people? The answer is no. It's viewed as one person giving on their behalf. This seems to be a shaklavataria relating to the issue that we spoke about earlier. How do you view tusas abayas? How do you view an estate? Do you view it as everybody kind of, it's earmarked for each person there? So it's viewed as if ki'ilu, they're giving it? Or do you view it as one? So that seems to be, right, what the Gemara answer. The Gemara didn't answer. The Gemara gave a question, gave an answer. Shouldn't it be viewed as two? No, it's viewed as one. Right? So what's the shakla vataria? It seems to be, that's the issue is, how do you view tfusas habayis? How do you view that reality? Do you view it as if it's two, and therefore they should be chayiv and kelbon, or view it as one, and therefore they should be pater from kelbon? Period. Says the Gemara, me'ata, afilu chilku v'chazru v'nishtatfu. If you say this as viewed as one, so then even if they split it up and then they became shutfin again, skip the next four words, pater min hakelbon. Why is it if they split up and then they became shutfin again, shouldn't it go back to what it was? Shouldn't you say it's pater from kelbon? V'tanin an chayavim b'kelbon u'pater min ma'aser behema. And we said it's not true. right? Once the brothers come back together, shouldn't it go back in time and it should be like the previous state? And the answer is no. Once the brothers split it up, right, if they're going to re-partnership, that's something new. Rabbi Babashim Abba Bar Rafuna, Hishne Yachem Sheresh Wasavien, Hishne Gisen Sheresh Wasavien, right? If two brothers split up their father's stuff and then they came back together, it's as if two strangers are coming back together. Why should you say it goes back in time? Right? They each got their stuff. Now they're coming together. It's like two brothers-in-law, right? That are not related in terms of the Yerusha that they got. So it's considered two. So therefore, says the Gemara, no, we don't say that it's as if they came back together and re-went into the past. Period. The whole idea of Yerusha is interesting. Yerusha is counted as a mitzvah. It's the last mitzvah asay that the Rambam has. Again, we don't know exactly why the order for all the Rambams in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. We know the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch goes in order of the Parsha, and the Sefer Yireiim has groups, mitzvahs that you are l'shamayim, mitzvahs that are labrios, mitzvah, and the others, the Smak has mitzvahs atali belev, and mitzvahs atali bedibur, and mitzvahs, different categories. But the Rambam just has groups of mitzvahs. He doesn't tell us exactly what the order is. So the first ones we know are the certain important ones. Emuna, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Davening, those are all towards the beginning. But then he has clusters. He has where the Karbanis mitzvahs and the Tum of Atara mitzvahs, then he has clusters of mitzvahs. The last mitzvah that he has is Yerusha. So I don't know if he said puts that there because that's the last mitzvah a person's ever going to do. Right? The last mitzvah, and is Yerusha on the person? Is it a Chovas Gavra? How does one fulfill that? By dying? Right? That's how he fulfills the mitzvah? Or is it a mitzvah on Bezdin? Is it a mitzvah on Bezdin to make sure that, or is it just a mitzvah on a person not to prevent his Yerusha from not being fulfilled? Right? So that's, but the Rambam says, Reish Memches, 248, Horunu Bedinin Achlus. Right? It doesn't sound like it's on a person. It sounds like Klal Yisrael have to, or the Rambam, remember, counts areas of halacha as mitzvahs. Toin v'nitan, bor, shor. Those are all mitzvahs for the Rambam. Areas of halachas. This might also be. Shorun v'din inachlus, v'armor yisale, ishki amus v'ni lo, u'mechal din zeh b'lo safek, heyos ha-bechor noto b'shnayim. Right? So the Rambam says, and without a doubt, included in this mitzvah of Yerusha is that the Bechor gets two. What's he alluding to? What's he, thinking about the Ramban. Again, the Ramban was overlapped after him. He didn't know the Ramban, but the Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs. Pishnayim for the Bechor is a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah for the Ramban. Not a prat mi prate ha-yerusha. The Rambam says it's a prat mi prate yerusha, and he says it beferish. Right? That's the Rambam. The Chinuch has it as mitzvah 400. Mitzvah tough. That's what comes up in Parshas Pinchas. Mitzvah 400. And he says the whole idea of Yerusha, the reflection of Yerusha is that we believe that if somebody has property and it's given to him, so there's a spiritual connection between children and a father and a parent. And Yerusha is a reflection of that belief, that there is a soul, S-O-U-L, soul connection between them. Hakel baruch hu lo ratza lahotzi nichsei ha'adam yirshuso. Shelo la'asos me'am kol chefso. Bishvil yorsho kol o nishmaso bo. Aval hodi'unu sheschus ha'yorish kashur b'nichsei morisho. Rasha ha'yotzer baruch hu zerach hazeh mi'bili hefzik. He continues and he connects. Schus ha'yorish b'morish kilu ha'gufim dvukim zeh bozeh. Shkol ha'yotzim en ha'echa nofar al ha'sheni. He goes into details here. Interesting. One of the details that the Chinuch quotes here is one of the rayas. If you look right for hundreds of years, most achronim thought that the Sefer HaChinuch, the author, it's an anonymous work, we thought it was the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, right, in the generation of the Rashba. But there are many proofs. If you look in the Hakdama to the Machon Yerushalayim Minchas Chinuch, you know, it's 10 cases where there's a stira between what we know the Ra'ah said and what the Sefer HaChinuch says. So they assume that maybe it's the Ra'ah's brother, Reb Pinchas Halevi. Same generation, but not the Ra'ah. So one of them is here by Yerusha. You know, Beferish, if somebody says, I want to give this to you, and then I want it to go to Hektish, something like that. Right? It goes later on. Homer Lamisha Roy Liarsha, Nachasai Lachav, Acharecha LaHektish. Right? So what's the halacha in that case? Hektish gets nothing, says the Sefer HaChinuch. And if you look in the Ra'ah, quoted by the other Rishonim in Baal Basra, no, in Rishonim, no. He's harif that says the opposite. So one detail in Hilchos Yerusha is one of the rayas that the ra'ah was not the author. But again, the Shach, I think others, you know, write when in their commentary, when they quote the Sefer Chinuch, sometimes they say the ra'ah. Okay, let's finish up. Le'heichan hayu ha'kol kolbonos noflin. So you give this extra kelbone to the base of Migdash. So where does it go? Where does it go? Remeir omer l'shkalim. Remeir says shkalim. Remeir l'shitasa. Remeir who says the kelbone is part of the chiyuv daraisa of machzah shekel would say that it also goes the same place the shkalim go for the carbon of sebor. Reb Elazar omer l'nedava. No, it goes to the nedava for the times that it's quiet in the base of Migdash. Then bring olos nedava on the base of Migdash. Reb Shimon Shazuri omar. Reb Shimon Shazuri from Shazur, which is a town up in the Galil. Reb Shimon Shazuri omer rikuei zav v'tzipu the base kodesh hakadoshim. No, it's used for plated gold that they used to line the inside of the Kodesh Kadashim with. It's amazing that they lined that with gold. Nobody ever saw it. Right? Nobody ever, except the Kohen Gadol. But we know that the Kodesh Kadashim is a gorgeous place filled with gold. But that's the inside. Benazai Omer, Shulchan Ayinot L'Nosam Mischaron. Benazai says, no, remember what we said? It's for the money changers. For the money changers it's a fee. So they get it. Not only for the money changers, their service, but even for their travel expenses. Even for their travel expenses, it is allowed. Right? Shel Shulchanin, says the Pnei Moshe says. Okay, we'll stop here. Hadron Allah Perek, Be'echad Ba'adar.